Beautiful singing. Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Merry Christmas to you all. Merry Christmas. It's a wonderful, joyous day. But let me ask you a question. Have you ever felt like Charlie Brown on a Christmas? Ever? Remember Charlie Brown? Did anybody see the Charlie Brown Christmas this year? That came out in 1965. And Charlie Brown is talking to Linus. And Charlie Brown is frustrated. He says this to Linus. I think there must be something wrong with me, Linus. Christmas is coming, but I'm not happy. I don't feel the way I'm supposed to feel. I just don't understand Christmas, I guess. I like getting presents and sending Christmas cards and decorating trees and all that, but I'm still not happy. I always end up feeling depressed. Have you ever felt like that? I did earlier this week. The pastor getting ready for Christmas services, and I'm not really excited about Christmas. And what do you do when you're supposed to preach Christmas messages and have a joyful Christmas service and you don't feel very Christmassy? Maybe you felt like that, where you have not felt excited about Christmas. Maybe part of it comes from dreading the stress of Christmas. Anybody ever get stressful around Christmas time? Whew, boy, my dad is tough to find a gift for, and it's stressful. And I finally got gifts for him. I'm so happy. But to find the gifts for people is stressful, especially when you want to have a really nice gift for someone, or when you've got company that's coming over and you're trying to make the house look all great and you're excited. Or maybe you're heading on a trip near Christmas, or you've come back from a trip and you're unpacking, you're ear packing, trying to come and go, trying to figure out which way you're going. And you're getting stressed and you're feeling overwhelmed. Or maybe you turned on the news or you looked at the internet news and you see all these really depressing stories right around Christmas time. I'm sure you probably heard about the Santa that had the boy die in his arms. That's really sad, really depressing. Yeah. Or the snowmobiling accident in Wisconsin just days before Christmas. Or the wedding party. They're taking pictures at the wedding reception, wedding party, and the mother of the bride gets hit by a tree and dies. Right around Christmas. Their Christmas isn't going to be very happy necessarily this year. So we hear about some of these things, and all of a sudden, boom, it's like somebody took a pin to our Christmas balloon, and all the air just came out of it. Or maybe you think about how Christmases used to be. There was something magical for me as I would look at Christmas Eve and look at all the packages under the tree and the lights. We had blue lights on our tree with tinsel, and it was just so beautiful. And sometimes you just don't feel that special Christmas spirit. And maybe instead of feeling that Christmas spirit, you feel more like a Grinch or maybe Scrooge. Bah, humbug. So there are times when then we might feel guilty about not having the Christmas spirit. And I was feeling a little guilty, I think. But then I realized, you know what? I don't have to be super excited about Christmas. It's okay. Because Christmas is still here, and it's about Jesus. Linus reminds us about the true meaning of Christmas and focuses us back on the gospel reading, which is for you and for me, whatever your feelings might be today. Whether you're really, really excited or really depressed, these words that we hear in the story of Christmas are for us. As Linus says to Charlie Brown, after Charlie Brown says, "Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?" Linus says, "Sure, Charlie Brown, I can tell you what Christmas is all about," and quotes from Luke 2. "And in the same region there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, 'Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord.'" Just a side note, when you watch the movie Charlie Brown, when Linus says those words, "Fear not," he drops his security blanket. He says, "Fear not." And he brings good news of great joy. So you see, we have this news on Christmas Day, the joy of a Savior. As we sang, "Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room. and heaven and nature sing. A Savior has been born for you and for me. And I want to read again those words from that beautiful hymn that Martin Luther actually wrote, "From heaven above to earth I come." Listen to these words for you and for me. "From heaven above to earth I come to bear good news to every home. Glad tidings of great joy I bring, whereof I now will say and sing. To you this night is born a child of Mary, chosen virgin mild. This little child of lowly birth shall be the joy of all the earth. This is the Christ, our God most high, who hears your sad and bitter cry. He will himself your Savior be, from all your sins to set you free. He will on you the gifts bestow, prepared by God for all below, that in his kingdom bright and fair, you may with us his glory share." The angels announced to the shepherds a gift that is for all people. Now, Luther comments about this, and he says, "How could God have demonstrated more pleasantly that he is gracious to all those who are lowly and despised on earth, that by this lowly birth from which the angels derive joy, and by which he reveals to none but the poor shepherds?" The gift of Jesus, your Savior, is for all people. Whether you have lots of money in your bank account and you can go out and buy whatever you want this Christmas, or whether you are in debt, the gift of Jesus, your Savior, is for you. Whether you're feeling really, really in good shape right now and you're in good health, or whether you're feeling really kind of run down or sick, this message of a Savior is for you. Whatever your status right now in life is, whatever you are feeling right now, there is good news for you that your Savior Jesus is born. Now, I got to ask a question about gifts here. Christmas Eve, did anybody look under the tree and see if you could find a package with your name on it? I remember doing that. You know, you'd start snooping around the tree and you'd say, "Ooh, that's got my name on it. Ooh, that's a nice big package." And look around and, hey, somebody says, "Don't shake that one." You're looking for those gifts with your name on it. Imagine that you were the children that woke up on Christmas morning and saw 300 packages underneath the tree. I don't know if any of you saw that news article, but somebody bought their kids 300 presents, and it shows the tree. Here's the tree, and half the tree is covered in a mound of presents. Pretty cool. Now, presents are exciting if they have your name on them. But if you could have a tree with 300 presents underneath the tree, and if your name isn't on it, that's really not exciting, is it? But when you find that gift that has your name on it, that is exciting. I want to point out something that Luther quotes in one of his Christmas sermons, and I thought it was so good that I wanted to share it with you. And he talks about those important words, "for you." So you imagine our Savior Jesus, a gift for you. It has your name on it. Listen to what Luther says in one of his Christmas sermons. "We are always to add 'for us.' For whom was he conceived and born? For whom did he suffer and die? For us, for us, for us, always add 'us.' That is why the fathers rightly put the word in the creed and in Jesus Christ, our Lord. We should relate this word to every sentence. Conceived for us and born for us, suffered for us and raised for us, ascended for us and sitting at the right hand of God for us. For it is no accident that the words, 'I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth,' are followed by 'and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord.' With these words, we seek to take him unto ourselves, to make him our Lord, the head of our family." And so this Christmas, remember that you have a gift with your name on it. It's for you. Jesus, for you. And we receive that gift by the faith that has been given to us by the Holy Spirit. And what joy comes from knowing that Jesus, the Savior who has died and risen, is for you. And frankly, it's the perfect gift. Have you ever tried to find a good gift for someone and it's been a struggle? Yeah, like I said, I have trouble finding a gift for my dad sometimes. Sometimes we find a gift for someone and It's exciting for about 2 or 3 minutes, and then the child walks away and finds the wrapping paper and plays with the wrapping paper instead of the gift. So sometimes we find a gift that really doesn't last in its value, or maybe it breaks. Sometimes we find a gift and it goes out of style real quickly. You can buy clothes for someone, and then next week they got a style. And technology is even worse. Boy, when you got technology, you get someone a nice computer, and like 2 seconds later, it's already out of date. But Jesus is the gift that is just right for you. It doesn't go out of style. It's always in demand because, frankly, I need Jesus and you need Jesus. And so he is the perfect gift that fulfills what we need, that is a Savior who has died and risen for us. A gift for you and for me. As we hear in the hymn, "What child is this? Why lies he in such mean estate where ox and ass are feeding? Good Christian fear, for sinners hear the silent word is pleading. Nails, spears shall pierce him through. The cross be borne for me, for you. Hail, hail, the word made flesh, the babe, the son of Mary." I got a Christmas letter from one of my pastor friends recently, and he wrote this in his Christmas letter about Jesus Christ. "He is the reason for this and every season, and in him you have the forgiveness of sins, the gift that will last your entire life." It is the perfect gift which brings us joy, not just on Christmas Day, but also in July and whatever month of the year. And so we can say those words, "Joy to the world, the Lord has come," every day of the week. And the beautiful thing about this gift for you with your name on it, which brings you joy, is that it is something that brings joy, not merely happiness. Now, happiness is something that comes and goes. Happiness goes up and down with our feelings, but joy is something that is not based on your feelings. Joy is something that is not based on the fickleness of feelings, but the foundation of faith in Jesus Christ. May we rejoice. May you rejoice. May I rejoice that our gift is here, Jesus Christ, Emmanuel, God with us, and he is for you now and always. Merry Christmas. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard, guide, and keep your hearts and minds in the one true faith until life everlasting. Amen.